Vandals have cut down or damaged up to 40 trees in the Cherryfield area of Dodder Valley Park in Dublin's Fir House. The damage was caused sometime between Friday evening and Saturday morning. Independent councillor Alan Edge is the mayor of South Dublin. He's with us now in studio. Good morning and thanks for coming in to us.
Morning, Rachel.
How many trees were vandalised and what happened to them?
Well, I went down and had a look and counted 21 sort of fairly mature trees which were sawn down apparently with an electric saw, but in addition to that there were, I would estimate, about 30 to 40 saplings which appear to have been kicked and broken down as well. So it's a really kind of savage on the one hand act, but also quite deliberate. We were just sort of speculating it must have taken whoever did it quite some time to actually get through so many trees. As I say, we would say between Friday night and Saturday morning, because it's a very well used park, and therefore very well regarded and well respected by park users.
So it must have been sometime then in the early hours, if there are normally people in the park. As you say, this wasn't just random violence. I mean, some planning went into it.
Absolutely. I mean, to go to a park, you can see, as I say, had a look at the cut marks and you can see it's not a manual saw. It's an electric saw, probably a battery saw. So someone has presumably charged up their electric saw, gone to the park in darkness and spent some considerable time taking down these trees. There's sort of two distinct areas where the trees have been cut down. So it's bizarre that somebody would go to such lengths, a sort of targeted act of vandalism.
And the trees in question, is it possible to save them or are they all completely damaged now?
Completely gone. I mean, the branches or the trunks of the cherry trees, for example, are sawn clean through. And then the sort of saplings and whips have just been snapped in two. So they've been broken as opposed to uprooted.
That must be very dispiriting for ground staff who put huge amounts of work into maintaining those trees and into planting them and everything that's involved.
Absolutely. And I actually was in touch with senior public realm staff out of hours over the weekend. And they were really, really saddened by it. The thing about Dodder Valley Park, it's a fantastic collaboration. The council have put huge investment into it, but the community have as well. So we've had community groups planting trees. They planted, I think, 16,000 across the county, over 8,000 in Dodder Valley Park. So there's been a great partnership between the community and the council, and everybody is just left reeling, really, really devastated and disappointed and kind of bewildered.
Yeah, in terms of trying to catch whoever was responsible for this, I gathered that there was CCTV in the area, but that was taken down.
There was CCTV, not precisely where it took place. Mm-hmm. It was a little further away. Following an audit, as you probably know, all the local authorities were audited as regards CCTV and the council were instructed to take it down because the council has no function when it comes to monitoring antisocial behaviour. So it's rather unfortunate. But having been down myself, I know there's a car park at the Cherryfield end and it seems very likely that they came in that way and there was no CCTV there in any event. So it may have been irrelevant.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us this morning to tell us about that. That was Independent Councillor Alan Edge. He's the Mayor of South Dublin. It's